Next week, a whole lot of TV watchers will tune in for the finale of Shogun.
Behold the great warlord. Brilliant master of trickery. Who tricked his own loyal vassals into a noiseless smothering. Mina Shino.
The show starts with an English sailor in the 17th century. He lands in Japan, and things turn quickly to his relationship with a Japanese warlord named Torinaga. It's complicated, it's intense, and it's a thumbs up to NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Now, before we start this conversation, we'll briefly discuss suicide. Eric, Shogun the Book by James Clavell came out in 1975. It was already adapted for TV once back in 1980. This reboot is so different, so grand in scale. Why does it work for one Eric Deggans?
Yeah, of course. FX did spend a lot of money and a lot of time and care in assembling this. So they've tried to recreate 1600 era feudal Japan as closely as they could. And it's a grand scale. We see armies filled with thousands of fighters. We see these sprawling cities. And basically, there's a situation where one lord is in danger of being killed by another lord that has come to dominate the council that runs the country. And this lord who's in danger of being killed has managed to align himself with this British sailor. And the story of how these two guys maneuver around each other and the larger maneuvering so that this lord can try to come out on top is pretty interesting. And the big difference, of course, is that it's not completely centered from the perspective of the white British sailor.
Yeah, and I read the book is much more through the eyes of the Englishman, Blackthorne. The series is much different, has many more of the Japanese characters' perspectives. One key character is the interpreter for the Englishman, Blackthorne. The interpreter's name is Mariko.
I am to be your interpreter for today.
You speak Portuguese.
It is my honor to learn the language of my Christian teachers.
Catholic teachers.
Portuguese. So explain how this works, her relationship, and how it fits into the story here.
Basically, the sense is that at that time, the language that the British and the Japanese would have had in common would not have been English, it would have been Portuguese. And so what they're trying to communicate in that scene is that when you hear English, you're actually hearing her speak Portuguese.
Okay.
you're hearing both of them speak Portuguese. So Mariko is just this really interesting character who, she's an interpreter who her duty is to serve Torinaga, but she also has her own religious convictions based on how she was raised, and she has this affection towards Blackthorne that grows, and they even begin to have something of a romance. So ultimately, she gets to the point where she has to tell Blackthorne about a disgrace that her family went through. And so we have this powerful scene where Anna Sawai, who plays Mariko, she's amazing in this role, has to tell Blackthorne why her family is disgraced. Let's listen to it.
Kuroda-sama was corrupt and murderous, and so my father killed him out of love for the realm. For this, he was hunted along with my family. They all knelt before my father, who was forced to execute them one by one before committing seppuku himself. Each year, on the anniversary of my family's murder, I asked my husband to let me take action against this injustice. But I can do nothing because my husband orders me to live.
So as you can hear, you know, she, her instinct is because of her disgrace to kill herself, but then she also has a duty to her lord.
Yeah.
And then she develops feelings for this British guy. And so will she survive? Will she not commit suicide? What will she do? This is something that hangs over the entire story.
Now, as far as the violence, the gore, it may not be for viewers with more sensitive constitutions. But I have to say, Eric, it takes me some brain power to keep track of the plots, all the characters, and read the subtitles as much of the dialogue is in Japanese. Is it really worth powering through this complexity? Really?
Well, first, the first thing I would say is I don't know that it's, I mean, there are moments where there's gore. There's a matter of cannon attack, for example, where we see what it's like when cannons are used to shred a giant wall of people. And that's gory, and then there's some moments where we see seppuku. That happens a few times. But that's what makes it so jarring, is that there's not a lot of this kind of violence. So when it happens, it is bracing. And I feel like that's how violence, if you're going to show it, should be used in a high quality drama. You should try to be as authentic as you can be and not be gratuitous. I would say ultimately, the reason the story is different is that it demands that you pay close attention. It demands that you get to know these characters who do not speak English. It demands that you learn a few different characters. I mean, it's a richly told story, and it's something that is unlike anything that's on TV right now. That's why you should watch it.
We've been talking Shogun with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.